listener. See, I was doing that from far away. Let me bring the energy down here like it's NPR. You're listening. There's still a whole half to this show. It's just not available on audio. It's not even available on YouTube. This is every day with Mug Club members at lotterywithcredit.com/mugclub. It's $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, or active military. And you get this show that you listen to. You listen to the whole show Thursday. You get that free. But every other day, there's like 60% more show when we do live chat with you. And like I said, though, for people who are listening on audio right now, if you go to YouTube and enter in this password, nipple/nipply has to be both with a slash. We're going to pick someone there and they'll be a lucky winner of an entire Louder with Crowder merchandise pack. But the most important thing is that you join Mug Club. Otherwise, you won't hear from me for a few days. But you would on Mug Club.
Subject for today.
A modest, humble, modest, subdued. It's mixing it up. That's what we call the pattern disruption. Where am I going? Am I going left? Am I going right? Am I going to jab? Am I going to hook?
The abbreviated slurp leaves you wanting more.
He just gave it to you.
Very glad to be with you today. My half Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, is here.
Hey,
Gerald Morgan A is here. Yeah. Quarter Black, hey, Audio Wade. We have a couple things to get to. This is breaking right now, though. We're going to be talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse, some updates there, and fact checking PolitiFact. We'll also be exploring some of the hate crimes that have been committed here at Black Lives Matter and Antifa rallies. But there's a plot twist. This is me foreshadowing. Call me Steinbeck.
Steinbeck.
I like foreshadowing. But right now, this is just breaking this morning from the New York Post. The Portland shooter refers to himself as 100% Antifa.
Wow.
100% Antifa for 100% assholes.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Great. Libby's Antifa.
He's going to be referred to as something else by the media, though, not Antifa.
Yeah, there's
I thought you meant in prison. Girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true as well.
I just can't wait for all the the leftist leaders who are out there like, Antifa? Who's not anti-fascist? Of course I'm anti-fascist. Yeah, I know. They're scrubbing their Twitter right now. They're like, shit.
Hirono is in Hawaii looking out into the Pacific like, I screwed up. Antifa is nothing. It's a concept. If there is no real Antifa, then all these people committing these mass murders. I am Antifa. I don't know. He doesn't know what he's saying. No. I know what I'm saying. Don't speak for me. I am Antifa. He's crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm Antifa.
Let me spell it out for you, just to make sure you understand.
A-N-T-I-F-A. That's how you spell. That's what I am, Hirono. Oh, damn it.
Thanks.
So we'll get into all that. But beforehand, subscribe to Crowder Bits, of course, if you're subscribed on the YouTube, because it's another channel, and this one doesn't always get necessarily monetized.
It is another
Apple Podcast, Android. You can listen on audio, and we will be taking your live chat later, but exclusively at loudwithcredit.com/mugclub. We don't do the super chat on the YouTube, because they already have enough info on us.
They do. We don't need to give them any more ammunition.
Too much.
And my question is, have you heard of the latest three attempted murders and or successful murders? I hate using the term successful, but effective murders on behalf of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, or as the leftists in Congress refer to it, a figment of your imagination. Have you heard about the Portland shooting? Because I've been watching CNN all morning and yesterday, and very little. But I've watched Brian Stelter do a whole, we need to step up.
Right,
in the media. And by the way, I show you how to do that in my latest book that nobody is buying.
But somehow it's
number one on the New York Best Times.
I don't think it is. That's why it's amazing. He has a show to plug it every single week.
And he's been on like every other channel doing it. Nothing.
But let's start with this. The VMAs, before we get to all that, the VMAs last night, of course, were an opportunity for folks to spout Black Lives Matter talking points. I refer to them as lies, tomato, tomato.
You know.
And this is, you guys can see the clips. I don't want to get into it too much because I actually want to get into news that matters that CNN isn't covering. Like, you know, people being murdered in the name of an organization with an express outline and charter that people say doesn't exist. I think it's important. We're going to do that job. But I do miss back when, people used to, athletes or celebrities, just use their platform for actually a higher power.
Listen, what happened to you, USA? What happened to you? What's going on, you? Forget. For the best of the world, the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to you? Wake up, USA. Go back for you, go. Go for Jesus. Not for gay Jesus people.
Not for gay Jesus people.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
I don't know if that's what he said. But
no.
I think it was not for gay, comma, Jesus people.
Yes. Punctuation matters.
He was a DC Talk fan.
Yeah.
Not for gay, Jesus free. What will people say? What will they do when they find out it's true? Hey.
I like that guy.
No, he said not.
He seems nice.
Initially, then they came out and said, don't forget Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Just
it was,
like
it was Yoel Romero.
It was Yoel Romero, by the way, UFC interim champion from Cuba, all natural athlete.
Whatever.
All you, tomato, tomato, all natural, walking human pincushion. The choice is
there
yours.
You go,
exactly. An update on the COVID. Does anyone have know the number now? Before we get into the murders, I just wanted to brush on this. Does anyone know the number of what percentage of COVID deaths, according to the CDC, what percentage of COVID deaths were exclusively COVID?
Like 50, 100, 70, 75.
2,000.
No, no more than 25.
No more than 25%?
Right.
6?
No, 25.
Percent.
Oh,
6%.
Wow. 6% right there.
Now we'll get into. I know because you can't just say, well, then everything else, none of them are legitimate COVID deaths because sometimes, like with the flu, it's flu and pneumonia. However, do you know what the average amount of comorbidities or serious underlying conditions were for the remaining 94%?
Give it to us.
2.6.
Oh,
over two, almost three diseases. Where
or,
are you?
Conditions?
Where are you finding these people from a nuclear pond?
Yes.
Oh my God.
All the Three Mile Island.
You could throw a dart into the Dallas Buyers Club and not find people with three serious pre-existing conditions.
Oh my gosh.
But you know how they do that, right? It's because they consider being an American a pre-existing condition.
Oh, because racism is a public healthcare crisis. Yes.
You got
exactly.
I understand.
Who knew diabetes was serious? I mean, come on.
Who knew diabetes made you hate the Chinaman?
Ah,
yeah. It's true.
It's all connected, folks. I'm just stating a fact. Speaking of which, let's check in with CNN now with without listening to sound gay reality. Guy.
And of course, all of this is coming,
Jim,
after the governor sent a two-page letter. Governor Evers here sent a two-page
how
letter.
How did I know?
Asking meeting with the president not to come here. And what he wrote in that letter is, and let me go ahead and read that for you. It says, "I am concerned your presence will only hinder our healing."
Yeah, because when I think Kenosha, I think healing.
Right.
I don't think a festering sore filled with gangrene. I think of a healing place. I want my next retreat to be in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Right.
That Dr. Drew removed hydration. That's what that guy looks like right there.
Yeah.
It's like you took a syringe and Dr. Drew went...
Like a space
won't
bag.
Won't be needing any of this saline. Like a podling. Oh, my God.
Maybe he should have thought about that before sending out his tweet the night of the shooting with no facts and saying, we can't continue to do this. This is just like all these other cases, which was not like any of the other cases he mentioned.
No, none at all.
Maybe he should care then.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, but like as far as a percentage of the population, like gay men make up about 2%. It's been pretty consistent.
Yeah,
at CNN, it's 98%.
That's like oversampling.
It's a quota.
Yeah, you're right. That's a bit of overrepresentation.
Just saying, I think there's a bias. We all have bias.
Maybe a little bit.
Like if I'm covering a story on tits, I'm pro. I don't know.
But you acknowledge
heavy bias.
No.
Why did your voice change there?
I'm pro tits.
I'm pro tits.
I will say that, so I will make no apologies. That I am absolutely pro tits. I am and pro tits I shall be. I shall remain firmly in the pro tit quadrant of the political spectrum. I yield my time, sir. Well, I am anti tit. Well, that's because you work at CNN.
I mean, this is just facts.
By the way, let me just clarify this. I want to get some of this out of the way. Yeah. My wife is going to freak out, but okay.
Uh-oh.
I went and I visited Gerald's baby.
Well, it's both mine and my wife's.
I know you
I
and
don't
your
have
wife's.
Soul
but
custody.
Before that, my wife was saying, the only thing you can say is how cute and how handsome the baby is. Let me just tell you something. I have thought of many descriptors of babies. Handsome is never among them. It's not chief amongst them.
Yeah.
It's not among them at all.
Right.
They all look the same to me. And I just have to get this off my chest. Like, he's cute like every baby's cute. I don't want to hold the baby.
Oh, no, it was fine.
Because the reward of holding a baby doesn't outweigh the liability of me dropping him, shaking him, touching a soft spot.
Or him starting to cry uncontrollably. And you're like, what did I do?
Exactly.
He
my wife,
evil,
left,
I
she's
guess.
Like, why
I
don't
know.
You hold the baby? I'm like, what happens if I hold the baby and the baby starts crying? The mom is asked, your wife's going to be hormonal.
She was fine.
Were you that way? Did you always love babies? Like,
no.
I'm just like, oh, okay,
no,
it's a baby.
No. I normally, right. if yeah. my nephews I held, but everybody else's baby, they're like, here. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to drop the baby.
My point is this. Jordan Peterson says, you know, always tell the truth. At least don't lie.
Right.
I lied when I said your baby's handsome. He's not an ugly baby. Well, He's a cute baby, but handsome.
Why did your wife force you to do
she
that?
She forced me to say handsome. She said cute is not enough. Say handsome. I'm handsome? They all look like old men, babies. Yeah, by the way, like old men, like not like, oh, he looks pretty good for 85. Like, oh, he's 76. He's had a rough life.
Yeah.
That's every baby.
Half look handsome is a strange word.
It is a really strange word. Yeah.
It's a word you use whenever things are ugly.
And right now, my wife is at home watching this, going like, she's
cringing. Yeah.
So as far as babies go, he seems cute.
He seems like a baby.
I just don't want you to take it personally that I didn't seem so enthused.
I didn't at all, in fact.
I brought some cigar. Look at Half Asian Bill. He's looking at me like, you just, you know what? I don't care. Give me more shovels.
Nope.
Give me more shovels. I want to keep making this.
I don't disagree with this. This is, first of all, anyone who holds a baby who doesn't already have a baby and is a man, it is unnatural.
Yeah,
it is
weird. It's not
every guy I've ever talked to is just like, it's a weird thing. And it's not weird because you don't like the baby. It's because you're hyper sensitive to the idea of, I could do so many things and they would all be wrong.
I
could accidentally trip. I could just pass out and the baby would be hurt.
Exactly.
It's all from a caring spot. So I'm very much with that.
Yeah.
Plus, Gerald's baby is not handsome.
Yeah. No baby's handsome. I get it. Yeah. Wait.
See, this show is for the truth.
I do feel like I was just insulted.
You got to give the people
what
they want.
Points and then just became a destroyer of souls. Yeah.
He was working for
a reaper of spirit.
Stephen did it right. He didn't hold the baby, but brought beer. So,
I brought beer and I brought cigars.
Good beer, nonetheless.
That's
true. Cigars yet to be determined, but I trust your taste.
It's a celebration of you until the baby can do anything remotely interesting.
Of course.
No. Gerald, the baby looks more like your wife, which is better for everyone.
Well, that's definitely true. Yeah.
That is true. But that's true of all of us. All right. So let's get to some of these. The black. I want to focus on what happened, obviously, yesterday in Portland. In Portland. A man was shot by Black Lives Matter. Again, we just talked about this on the top of the show. The shooter has now identified as 100% Antifa.
100%.
Yep.
Which is really, by the way, it makes me respect him less just because that's a platitude. Like, no one's 100% anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're maybe 98% Antifa, 2% dad.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, you have to do other things, especially because Antifa doesn't do much other than mass felonies. But he did say he's 100% Antifa, which always just leaves the media with egg on their face because, like, Antifa's not a thing. I am Antifa. That's why I committed it. But there are also other hate crimes that you probably haven't heard of that have been taking place. Mm-hmm. I want to know from you, have you heard of them before this very show? We'll go through about 4 or 5 hate crimes that are done in the name of race in these organizations.
Yep.
But the first one is this man who they claim was a far-right member of Patriot Prayer. I don't know a whole lot about Patriot Prayer.
No.
I haven't seen a lot of evidence that they're far-right militia extremists. So
just people saying
I don't accept your premise, and I don't like your article. and you're like, who am I referring to? Any media outlet.
It doesn't matter. Take your pick.
All of
them. 100% of the media.
So I warn you, this is it's not graphic, but it is disturbing. I think that even though this isn't the most graphic clip we've seen, this is a Patriot Prayer member being shot by a 100% Antifa advocate in Portland. But here, just listen to what takes place, and I think it's bone chilling.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got a Trumper over here.
Yep.
Bang, bang, and a life ends.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, let me see. Are you saying that's more tragic than George Floyd? Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you saying that's more tragic than what happened with Michael Brown? Yes. 100%. Now, that guy there, and this is important because we'll get to some of the other situations with like John Oliver and fact-checking PolitiFact.
Yeah.
Right. What matters here is they didn't say he was a Nazi or a fascist. They said, we've got a Trumper here.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Just
which means that in their
Trump.
Mind, it's enough. And how do you, and it's not, people say, that's just one extremist. Well, no, it's not. You can go back to the fact that we had infiltrated Antifa a long time ago. We've actually been physically attacked, accosted by them many times. They are an organization. Yeah. They mobilize. We know where they move and how they move. How you doing, Antifa buddies?
it's not hard.
But also the reaction. Right away, when they try to falsely label Dylan Roof a far right extremist, even though he was like a self-avowed, I think, socialist, the right away said, "Well, of course, that's horrible. It should be absolutely, completely condemned right away."
Yes,
and you couldn't find any conservatives or right wingers celebrating it at all.
No, no.
Now the rule with Antifa, and you can read the tweets, but now we have a clip for you. The rule was celebration, and look at the rest of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, one and the same, along with the DNC at this point. Look at what they say in their celebration.
Our community can hold its own without the police. We can take up the cross on our own.
And what makes a fascist, by the way? Trumper.
Yeah. No,
so that's either anti-fascist. It's anti someone who votes differently than I. Someone votes differently than I do. I'm going to kill them. Why? Because they're the fascist. Well, and dummy.
Not even proven. Just claimed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a Trumper over here. Where? Right here? Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Doesn't, I mean, it could be you walking down the street, or it could be somebody who's a Bernie bro walking down the street, and they could just say that.
Well, how do you feel about the defunding police and replacing them with armed citizen brigades now?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Not exactly sure.
I got to say, I appreciate the honesty. No, but when you look at all these different groups, right? I went in actually one day.
Did you just turn into an old New York Jew?
I did.
I went
and I looked at the variety, the different websites they have for the BLM chapters, because I wanted to just kind of, you know, doing some fact checking, etc. And some of them don't say what they stand for, which is not good in and of itself.
Yeah.
But then a few others just have the blatantly like 0.7 defund the police, take their entire budget, give it to other things, do not have policing, right? And they specifically say policing. And I appreciate the honesty of admitting that there is going to be a vacuum and that they want to fill the vacuum with their own soldiers.
Yeah. Right.
The Antifa. Yeah.
By the way, where's the outcry of the fact that this guy had a gun? Because I know we'll get to the Kenosha update. Right. Everyone's complaining about the fact that
he had a gun. No. It doesn't
matter. What about this guy with the face tattoo and the teardrop, who, by the way, of course, was a criminal from what we understand, what we know about the shooter now.
Has he been arrested?
From what I understand. Right. I don't want to give any misinformation because we do some research behind the scenes before the media confirms it. But from, hey, Joe Lewis, where's he going?
He's just getting comfortable.
Okay, there he is. Do we have the Joe Lewis cam? Can people see what he's doing?
Very shifty.
Let's show what he's doing there, what Joe Lewis is.
His nose is cold.
Hey, there
we go. Thank you, Joe Lewis.
Cold nose.
Okay, so this happened. Antifa was celebrating. They're not said that a fascist died, but the guy didn't shoot him because he was a fascist. The guy shooted him. The guy bought in his bullets. I'm sorry. Everyone give me crap for that. I deserve it. I should be flogging myself and placing myself in a burlap sack. I can't believe I said shoot it.
Hard to do that.
Oh my gosh. Please just murder me now.
Okay.
I deserve it. Shoot it.
Just take you up on the offer. All right. Well.
But the Portland mayor, of course, whose fault is this that a Trump supporter was shot by Antifa Black Lives Matter? Trump, folks.
Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence?
Look at the hand jive guy.
It's you who have created the hate and the division.
Ah.
It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
So we're not supposed to believe that excluding all people who were not black shot by officers? We're supposed to believe that's not divisive?
Right, exactly.
Why don't you say the names of exclusively... Why are you so divisive, President? Why don't you say the names of exclusively black people, even though it's a smaller percentage of those with police interactions than white people who are shot by police? Because why don't you... Why are you dividing the country? Did it really? Come again, piece of shit. Yeah. Come again.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the last thing that he said there, and you called white supremacists good
yes,
people.
Yes, by the way. In case you were wondering as to is he divisive himself, not only that, but he's also a liar, because this is one of the most common myths out there, and either when you, if you spout this myth off there, you are, I don't know what I'm saying, you spout this myth off there, if you spout this nonsense, you are either a liar or an idiot.
Yeah.
Now, because,
let me explain to you why.
Bad person.
Yeah.
You know what, I think,
liar.
Listen,
takes,
but
takes
we repeat
the,
ourselves.
The umbrella there.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's D next to the name, it's assumed.
Yeah, you really have to prove.
Where's
you're
the
not
common ground? Not anymore, not Mr. Anymore. Wheeler. By the way, Ted Wheeler, not Flex Wheeler. Skip squat day. Donald Trump expressly went out of his way to say, "Not white supremacists." Here's a clip.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America.
Now, I'm not sure if that's the briefing from the day where people were saying he didn't say it, because where he said, I'm not referring to neo-Nazis, white supremacists who should be condemned totally. I think that was a reiteration.
Yeah.
So I think some folks here pulled the wrong clip.
Clear you could be.
But it's in the text.
Yeah. In the same
He said it the same
thing.
Day like literally before he said there were fine people on both sides. Yes. He said, I'm not talking about neo-Nazis, white supremacists who should be condemned totally. And that was a small portion of it. Then said, but there were fine people on both sides, meaning people who were pro-monument, people who were anti-monument.
Right.
And then he reiterated, which was what I believe we just saw the next day.
Well, and they don't care. It it happened in 2017, but they've been quoting the same myth
right,
the entire
yeah.
time.
Exactly.
Over and over.
Well, just like they quote a false statistic of black people being twice as likely to be shot by the police.
Well, this is why it matters when CNN or other news organizations lie about what the president actually said. We can have, and I've posted this a million times on Twitter. I've posted the actual text.
Go ahead,
with
get your plug in there.
Right. No, I didn't say my name. I refuse to say my name.
It's at Gerald B.
Say my name.
No, it is
my name.
It is at G Morgan.
Oh, Gerald
B is
going
to
be so happy.
You just to plug on my Twitter.
But it doesn't matter how many times I do that.
Say my name. Say my name.
I hate you.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter how many times I do that. Doesn't matter how many times you do that.
How many times?
Doesn't matter how many times Joy Reid says it.
Right.
It doesn't matter how many times this guy says it, because nobody will go out there and go, oh, wait, I'll actually look at the video and realize they're lying. They put this in motion, and now everybody thinks that Donald Trump thinks that white supremacists and racists are good people too.
Right. No, I know. It's unbelievably dishonest.
Yeah, that's why we pick apart what they say.
Just like what we'll move on to the Kenosha shooting with Kyle Rittenhouse in a little bit, where they say, well, it's illegal. He was there committing a crime with his gun. No, he wasn't. Nope. And then you can just see that it's pulled from PolitiFact by everyone. PolitiFact and Snopes. We've been having to fact check them for so. When people say 20,000 lies and counting from Donald Trump, it's him saying, I believe that the man is 72. Like, the man is 73. That's a lie. Number 19,000.
Put that on the numbers.
Right. By the way, CNN's coverage of this was a man shot at protests in Portland.
Right. Right? Well, the initial coverage, by the way, was that the man was a Black Lives Matter activist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then it went away.
So let's be clear. Let's go through some of the other hate crimes here. Last week, there was a black man who stabbed just a random white guy. Here's what he said. Javon Hatchett, he was 19 years old, said that he, quote, felt the need to find a white male to kill after watching videos of police brutality.
Sounds a bit racist. So there's
another, do you guys know about that one? Here's another one. Let's give another shout out to another black man stabbed a random white guy while screaming Black Lives Matter. Do we have the name of that guy right there? Someone bring up that name. We should have that here. Then we have another one here, another story. A black man opened fire on a group of Trump supporters in South Carolina. Also last week, barely made headlines. Here you can see it from the Washington Times.
Wow.
Then we have another one here. Just yesterday, shots were fired at a pro-Trump caravan in Los Angeles.
I saw that. Yeah, heard about that.
Give a shout out to LA shooters. Now, here's another one. Instagram user, can we get a what for Trey Savage? I call him Trey Savage because I'm international.
It is. It has a French kind of
flavor. It's got that culture feel.
Isn't it funny that if I were to call Trey a savage, I would be banned? You say that because you're racist? No, I'm saying, are you calling him an animal because he's black? I'm saying the man is a savage, not because of his nickname notwithstanding, because he's acting like a savage. He's acting like an animal. This was posted. Keep in mind, he posted it, I believe, himself hitting a man over the head with a brick. Graphic warning here. I think we have the clip. The hashtags are Baltimore Black Lives Matter and White Lives. Hashtag White Lives Don't Matter. Here you go.
Man.
Oh my gosh, just a guy walking
down
the street.
Walking.
Oh! Okay.
Somebody needs to beat the crap out of those kids laughing too, by the way.
I don't know if the guy
killed them, not hurt
the brick. Is Trey Savage white or is Trey Savage black?
I couldn't tell in the clip.
I couldn't tell by those skinny calves.
It doesn't matter.
Running, it looks like it could go either way, but it doesn't matter because the guy said white lives don't matter. Here's the thing. Do you think that if leftists were not writing history for generations to come and teaching history in public schools, do you think that people will actually look back in this moment and say, can you believe those people said all lives matter? As though they're the bad guys?
Yeah, exactly.
No, the people who were right, the people said black lives matter and hashtag white lives don't matter. Those were the good guys. Yeah. Think about this for a second. It's the Republican Party and the vast majority of Americans who say that all lives matter. You want segregated schools and hospitals.
Yeah.
And do you ever just have conversations among yourselves? Like, do you ever acknowledge your dumb shittery in your quiet moments? Like, do you ever hope that these people just at least look in the mirror in the morning and apologize three times like Candyman. Just say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What a piece of shit, what a piece of shit, what a piece of shit.
Right.
And hanky pops up.
And then he picks
up
his brick.
Well, and then everybody came out not only to support that, but they said, we have to support black-owned businesses after all of these riots. And I'm like, Uber, you're actually pushing me towards black businesses. Guess what that does? It pushes me potentially away from other businesses that are not black owned, that are white owned, that are Asian owned, that are Hispanic owned, that are people that just came here first generation owned.
What are you supporting good business?
Yes, exactly.
How about we find some common ground and support American business where you can?
Exactly.
Let's start with that.
There we go.
America's racist. Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't anticipate that retort.
You know, that guy's crime that was walking down the street literally was just being white and in the wrong place.
And that's by the way, this is where I was really clear about this. I tweeted this I think it was yesterday. that if you loot, you riot, you break it, you forfeit your right to live. Now, let me be really clear about this. That is not the same as deserve to die, right? Yeah. There are crimes punishable by death, capital punishment. Right. I'm not saying that if you run up and hit someone with a brick that you deserve to die, provided that man doesn't die. What I am saying is there is a legal right to self-defense, and if you are running up to a man with a brick and that guy happened to turn around and he is fearing for his life, you have put him in a position to protect his life or, by the way, his livelihood, burning down his business, you forfeit your right to live because you have to accept the consequences. Yeah. You run at someone with a brick, you forfeit your right to live. Yep. Not the same as saying you deserve to die. Break a window in a business, you forfeit your right to live. You invade a home, you forfeit your right to live. You light a fire underneath a car, you forfeit your right to live. You try and hit someone in the head with a skateboard, you forfeit your right to live. And you know what? I am not calling people to violence. If we can go back to the clips where I was saying, please, please stop, stop, stop. This is going to get more violent. However, I absolutely support protective, defensive, violent measures when situations like this are arising. Whether it's a brick, whether it's a skateboard, whether it's a Molotov cocktail, whether it's someone breaking into your business, I am sorry, but it is at the point where you don't want Kyle Rittenhouses out there because people should be protecting their own stuff and they need to be emboldened to do so.
Yeah, and we're calling on people, don't put us in a position where we have to defend ourselves. Right. Don't put us in a place where I have to wonder if you're going to kill me and my wife and my child or destroy everything that I have. What am I supposed to do? Just step aside and let you?
Well, also, they don't want this fight. Like, we protect ourselves. They don't want it.
You know, when you look at the stories are often forgotten about why castle laws or castle doctrines or stand your ground laws even came into place.
Right.
They have all of the same stories about people, regardless of race. Regardless of gender, you have men and women, people of color, who are there saying we need the ability to be able to protect our lives and our livelihoods. And that is the genesis for these laws in a number of states. Now, years on, they're being twisted and turned into justification for public executions of people of color.
Right.
But I will tell you this. I was at the shooting range on Saturday, and I counted the number of people there. There were 34 people of color there.
Wow.
There were six clearly identifiable white people there. I mean, maybe they were not white, but they looked pretty white.
White people were outnumbered?
They were way outnumbered.
At the gun range.
At the gun range. And every single
one
of
them.
Sounds like a coup. It was amazing. I mean, there were people there showing people. There were people being trained.
Yeah.
People
getting
CHLs. People buying firearms. Learning about firearms. Talking about ammunition.
When I went to buy 9mm, it was all black people and Latinos.
Yeah.
And they were in this area. And they had come from downtown, from a rougher area. Like, there's nothing there. So we came out to the suburbs. And they were talking. They were saying, "This is ridiculous. This was a black couple." And we ended up having a conversation. I talked about it on the show about Muhammad Ali, Joe Lewis, Joe Frazier. Those three fights. Who was a better boxer? And I'm sure the guy probably will vote Biden. He wasn't a Trump supporter. Yeah. I'm not saying he was a black guy with a MAGA hat selling a gimmick, right? This was a guy who just had enough. And that's a huge portion of black voters right now.
Yeah. Right. And it doesn't matter what party you're in. Like you said, like you want safety. You want security in your community. And when the police don't provide it, or when the police are being forced not to provide it, either through defunding or being held back or curfews that are not enforced or whatever it may be, you have to go, okay, well, what happens if this happens in my neighborhood? I'm seeing it too often on TV right now. I know it's happening everywhere. Right. What happens when it comes to my door?
Well, people don't understand. By the way, I think it's been removed from Instagram, but we found it archived. If anyone knows what happened with the rest of this, that would be helpful. And keep in mind, this is just in the last few weeks. Okay, this is not including the other 18 people directly killed by protesters.
Right.
Over 30 people dead at the actual protests. Something else, so you talk about the law, right? The Castle Doctrine law, and some people talk about Stand Your Ground law, and they're not always the same thing, right?
Correct.
Depending on states. And states sometimes use different names for laws.
And some states don't have them. So just in case you're listening.
But I'm saying a Castle Doctrine may not be the same in Wisconsin, for example, as Texas, even with the same name. But people also forget this. You know, we had this happen. We had this happen in the 60s, right? We had this happen, this idea that the cops were bad, sticking a daisy, whatever it was, in a rifle, which if you knew what was actually happening, understood that they weren't all that different from Antifa today. You'd want to see that daisy going out the back of his palm. So,
I was you always use the daisy, the daisy.
This happened, and then you know what happened after this? What were you about to say there, Hefe? No,
I was going to say you were attacked by daisies as a child.
I was shot with a daisy air rifle. That's not a lie.
So was I.
I have a little bit of a grudge.
The BB's still inside.
I have a grudge. That was a horrible film. That was the black-haired Asian girl who crawls on the stairs. Remember that trend with the ring and grudge? It was like, oh, my God. Then we realized it's an Asian chick.
Oh.
They just throw her out the window, ball her up like an old cigarette carton.
That's not scary.
She just needs a place to stay.
She was pretty scary, though. If you had an Asian mom, you would be scared.
You'd understand.
Think of the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're like the MacGyvers of punishment. They sharpen a toothbrush and just make your life hell. But think about it. People don't remember cult. So the law, yeah, is reflected. But culturally, that's what brought us Dirty Harry and Paul Kersey of Death Wish. The vigilante, and not Kyle Rittenhouse, and actual vigilantes like Death Wish. Sorry, Dirty Harry was a cop who did things his own way.
Well,
he doesn't do it by the book, but by God, he's effective.
And he was celebrated.
The famous line in the first Dirty Harry film was, when I see a man with chasing a woman with intent to rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy. He goes, oh, intent to rape. And how'd you figure that out, Callahan? When I see a naked man chasing a lady down an alleyway with a butcher knife, with a hard-on and a butcher knife, I figure he's not collecting for the Red Cross. That was the line.
It's a good line.
And then there was Paul Kersey. Do you believe in Jesus? You're going to meet him. Everyone's going, because people felt powerless. People felt powerless, and they wanted teeth back to the enforcement and rule of law, because at that point, it was this idea of police brutality. The pendulum swung the other way, but it was more understandable because you had a lot of officers only a few years prior hosing people down with fire hoses and German shepherds because they wanted to get a slice of pecan. So I understand it because those people had lived it. Doesn't mean it was right to vilify all officers because, even though you may not learn this in history, many of them, were not racist, and they still were there to enforce the law. It's not flawless, it's not perfect, but the point is that brought a backlash.
Right.
So it brought laws like Castle Doctrine eventually, like Stand Your Ground, but it also brought us Dirty Harry and Death Wish and the vigilante series, the vigilante genre, the exploitation genre, because people felt powerless. And you know what? You're starting to see that now. I talked about this when these things started up. You're not going to like the way this ends. And this is where we are now, and unfortunately the media keeps, they want to blame Donald Trump? No, I will tell you, they keep throwing gasoline on this fire. Every time they mention that police hate black people, defunding the police, that we need to say the names of these serial violent felons who are being supported by other lifetime felons who are currently committing violent felonies, and most Americans watch and go, yeah, but you know what? I was just running a B-Dubs franchise.
Exactly. What was my crime other than having bad wings occasionally?
By the way, hit the, I want to go to your point after this, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on the YouTube, and we do this show every weekday morning at 10 a.m. Aside from specials like debates and that stuff, and
stuff
Fridays
is happening. Yeah, well, that's true.
Really, we do it 4 days a week.
I should
say
Fridays off,
but that's because we have to go shoot super videos, and of course, we have Apple Podcasts, Android, where you can listen to the audio version, and you will look for the secret word in the audio podcast. Come back here, comment, and someone will win a lock of Gerald's hair.
Hair.
I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot left.
No. Okay.
We do have to go to our sponsor. Actually, this wonderful compilation CD. Hey, that's what I call worship.
Hey, that's what I call worship. In this compilation, former UFC interim middleweight champion Yoel Romero makes these praise songs his own.
God, I lift your name on high. Hey, hey.
Hear all of your favorites in a whole new light as the soldier of God himself presents them like you've never heard before.
We cry, holy is the Lamb. The Lamb is holy. Jesus, love me. This I know. Ask me why I know.
Why does...
Because the Bible tell me so. I love you. How great is our God, Jesus. No forget Jesus, for how great.
Hey, that's what I call worship. It's a knockout.
Hey!
We need to get better in screening our sponsors.
We do.
More like that.
We need more.
That's true. It seems right in our wheelhouse. You were about to say something.
I was about to say that, you know, it really frustrates me that Democrats are doing this for political purposes, right?
Hold on a second. Did you just snort like a pug?
In the mic.
Oh, my Lord.
What are you doing, a line
Move
of
Move away
coke?
From the microphone for crying.
So they push people into thinking. Oh, yeah. Is this a reenactment?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know where that was coming from. I was like,
I was trying to blame it on Wade.
I thought it was Joe Louis.
It's like another ring communication.
I'm sorry,
like
Gerald.
He's snoring.
I was trying to support you so you can introduce your point.
I was just trying to convey how I felt about Gerald's point, okay?
I already put him to sleep. I apologize.
He preemptively snorted you.
That happens. All right, so they're pushing people to feel afraid, like you're the police are against you and we can come in and fix this. Historically, people have never run to Democrats when they feel unsafe. They always run to Republicans in in voting. So yeah. I have no idea why they think that this is a good strategy. And then we've had that clip a couple of times with Don Lemon and Cuomo where they're like, it's showing up in the polling. Oh God, we probably ought to stop rioting.
And by the way, what polling? Because we haven't seen that polling.
Yeah, or
they've been telling us that Biden
well.
Is just winning in the polls. Yeah, he said right. focus groups. Like, yeah. why don't you tell us about that polling in those focus
but
groups,
the
Don
polls
Lemon?
That we ran.
Yeah, you can't unring this bell, though. They have spent the last however many years trying to make you feel like you're living in the 1960s or just post-slavery and that right. this country is rigged against you. And then they have the gall to go on TV and say, this is Donald Trump's fault. This is Donald Trump's America because of the violence. No, you guys have been the ones saying that every time a black man is shot, whether he's trying to kill a police officer or not, it is racism.
Or whether he's breaking
no
into
the
house of the lady he already sexually assaulted right, and abused right, yeah. and has a warrant out for his arrest and resists officers and says, all officers, I have a knife. Oh, well, let's not get it now. Would you like me to procure said knife?
Oh, get
no,
the knife?
We don't. We're going to tase you. Yeah. Oh, well, that doesn't work on me. See? I'm going to go get the knife.
Anti-taser.
And then we riot in the name of justice. Yeah. In the name of... This is one thing that really bothers me, too. People who don't understand this, this should be reported everywhere. When people said, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. What happens? Well, women don't go to the cops because they don't feel believed. And by the way, the definition there was regretful P&V, not actual
right,
rape.
Yeah.
Here
right.
we have a woman, from what I understand, a woman of color, who Jacob Blake domestically abused, sexually yeah. assaulted, allegedly was charged for. She called. Right. She had a restraining order against this guy.
Yep.
So she did go to the cops. In other words, Me Too wants baseless accusations without any sort of accountability, but they don't support women of color when they actually go through the process to
right.
try and prevent a sexual assaulter from committing it against another woman. She went to the officers. Okay. Despite the fact that apparently all black people are, she would have thought that she was just going to get lit up like the 4th of July going to the officers. No, she went yeah. to the officers. She had a restraining order filed. She lodged a complaint about sexual assault,
yeah.
about domestic
yeah.
abuse. There was a warrant out for his arrest. She called the officers and said, he came in, took my keys, put the kids in the car. He has a knife. It's the guy. There's a restraining order.
Right.
It's the guy who sexually assaulted me, raped me. If you read the actual, you read the criminal case there, you read the actual filings or you read the charges.
Yeah.
This is the guy who raped me. He's taking my car with kids in it.
Yeah.
He has a knife. The officers say, thanks for letting us know. Thank you for doing the right thing, woman of color. We're going to show up and protect you.
Right.
Tase doesn't work, and that man's about to
yeah.
drive off with children and a knife from the house that the woman he just sexually assaulted. Why don't
yeah.
you care about women of color? Why don't you care about victims of violent sex crimes?
Yeah.
yeah. Well, Jacob Blake wasn't being nominated for the Supreme Court.
No,
so,
I don't.
So there's no...
there's no sex crime
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Although I don't know that this would preclude him.
This certainly
at this point, this, no,
if you made
wouldn't.
A joke about a short and curly on a Diet Coke can,
then problem.
Yeah.
Problem.
Impossible.
All right. Anyway, but the point here is it's time, actually, as we go back now to the Kyle Rittenhouse
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
We just went through hate crimes. But this is remarkable to me. PolitiFact, and a lot of people actually trust them. And of course, they're considered authoritative by organizations like YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, people
they
who are dishonest
know.
People. And then you can see everyone else just copy paste the points from PolitiFact
yeah.
because you'll see them make. It's like copying an Asian's test who's not good at math
yep.
and making the same math mistakes. That's what happens
great.
With John Oliver and CNN when PolitiFact gets a verifiable error actually published on their website.
Good.
So it's time to fact check the fact checker, fact checkers.
Fact check, fact checker, fact checker, fact factor check. News.
So much fact
news. So many
which
we
don't have this here in the map. If I'm reading quite a bit, it's because I want to get the quotes right, and it's a little bit nerdy. But
yeah.
first, let's set this up so you can all see how John Oliver presented the situation, how it relates to PolitiFact.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old who traveled there from out of state and was illegally carrying a weapon, killed two people. And look, I don't know if he saw the McCloskey speak the night before he chose to drive to a city he didn't live in to defend property he didn't own. What I do know is that he was an avid Trump supporter, even sitting front row at a rally back in January.
That makes him a fan.
Trump's media
right.
ecosystem have been delivering essentially the same message as the McCloskeys for years now.
And he goes on to describe it as murders, by the way, in there, which is like, I don't know about if he could be another Sandman, Nick Sandman, but it
yeah.
seems to me that alleging that he was illegally carrying a firearm, and also the murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that he's a comedian, but you can't just get things the opposite of true.
Somebody's getting paid after
like
this.
Like, there's editorial license, but you can't say the opposite of something true as
yeah.
though it's true.
It's
that was
day,
what
though.
I understood to
day.
Be a lie.
He's just saying what he wants to be true.
And I love how the is it McCloskey's or McClovsky's? I don't know if there's a V in there somewhere.
No.
I love how they're like, yeah, thank you.
No.
I love how they're the evil people. Like, they're the worst people we can think of. He's just like them. They walked outside with weapons.
Yeah, but they're like peaceful protesters. Yes. Protesters who took the gates down by the hinges. Yeah.
And when you hear the audio of peacefully. What they were threatening to do to them when they were standing out there, you kind of go, oh, okay, I get
they
it.
Make it.
I know.
Seem, the way the left tries to present it is that the protesters were walking by and saw a fence, you know, and just slapped some squeeze some WD-40 in there. Yeah. Like, it's a tin man. Oh, the McCloskey. Well, you know, let me just make sure that's no one. Hey, guys. No, it was, you need to give up your shit.
Yeah.
Because you're white, fascist. We got a Trumper over here. Bang, bang, like you see in Portland. Yeah, exactly. Trump equals fascism. The fact is, you're killing people who support Trump openly. I don't know if you understand what fascism means. I don't think that word means what you think it means. Yeah. Again, question is, have you seen these race crimes that have been committed, the hate crimes in the name of race and organizations like Black Lives Matter? And have you spotted this? This is the source, the PolitiFact source. So let me be really clear here. First, Rittenhouse, the defense team, has released a statement about crossing state lines. It said after Kyle finished his work that day as a community lifeguard in Kenosha. Keep in mind Kenosha. When they say he went to a city where he doesn't live, he's a lifeguard there. It's a shorter drive time than most Americans commute, than the average Americans commute. Yeah. I don't want to be fact checked there. We're like, it's the mean.
I always hate the mean.
Median. The point is, most Americans travel 20 plus minutes per day. That's Kenosha to where this guy is from in Illinois, and he worked in Kenosha. All right. Lifeguard in Kenosha, Kyle and a friend armed themselves with rifles due to the deadly violence gripping Kenosha and many other American cities and headed to the business premises. The weapons were in Wisconsin and never crossed state lines.
Big point.
Upon the sound of a gunshot behind him, Kyle Turner was immediately faced with this goes through exactly what happened with the actual shootings, the killings. All right. If there's by the way, there's a legal defense fund if you want to give. I think he's been kicked off of GoFundMe. But
he was.
But the child rapist, allegedly, still up there. This is the issue, though, too, is with the Rittenhouse situation. We've talked about this. This is why the left supports Palestine over Israel, despite the fact that they use children as human shields. This is why they support child rapists over people who are exercising their Second Amendment rights. Because if you're successful, you're bad. If you're rich, you're bad. If you're poor, you inherently have the moral high ground. If you were killed, you inherently have the moral high ground.
Right,
How else do you explain Jacob Blake being supported and people completely abstaining from including any information about the woman he sexually assaulted who was of color and actually filed a restraining order and went through the steps?
Who was probably glad the police showed up that day.
She called them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's very thankful that they showed up on the scene.
They stopped officers listening to me
at the time.
Showing up here to help. Terrible.
I called you and now you're here. Why?
All right. So let's go to the PolitiFact article here on the Rittenhouse, because I want everyone, and share this if you can. I usually don't ask that with that self-promotion, but it's important to go. And I found most of this information. Hey, AR-15, I believe the message board. I think I found a lot of this information from a poster, a random poster there, because I know it wasn't on Reddit. So PolitiFact, they were checking whether it was legal for Rittenhouse to open carry, right? This is from PolitiFact. The Wisconsin Department of Justice honors concealed carry permits issued in Illinois. But Rittenhouse did not have, let's bring it up, did not have a permit to begin with, and he was not legally old enough to carry a firearm in Wisconsin. Here's the truth. Concealed carry permits apply to a weapon being concealed and carried.
Ooh. Oh, it's in the name.
They're typically designed for pistols because it's difficult to conceal a long gun, a rifle, unless you're mounting on each other's shoulders like little rascals in a trench coat.
But it's effective.
Oh my gosh.
So that's irrelevant. I don't want to spend too much time on it.
No.
But here's another claim, again from PolitiFact. Wisconsin law stipulates that any person under 18 years of age who possesses or goes armed with a dangerous weapon is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. PolitiFact links to the wrong section here. Oh, they link to section 948605, bracket 2, 1M. Sorry, this is getting nerdy. Instead of 948601. And they fail to include the information from that same section that, by the way, invalidates the prior clause. Let me read it for you. It states that any person under 18 years of age who possesses or goes armed with a dangerous weapon is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. However, then it says this section applies only to a person under 18 years of age who possesses or is armed with a rifle or shotgun if the person is in violation of S94128 or is not in compliance. In other words, this is the context. You didn't provide it, PolitiFact, and even if you had, you linked to the wrong portion.
And you would have been wrong on your fact check anyway, even if you'd gotten the right one.
And that's where John Oliver gets it so wrong. Why would PolitiFact lie? Why do you lie?
They could also be stupid.
I cannot ask a robin why it sings, sir. These things are what they are. Do not blame me. The section applies to regulate short-barreled shotguns rifles, which is not what he was carrying. We've all heard about that, the sawed-off shotguns, right?
Yeah,
here's another one that I really love from PolitiFact. Oh, let's, by the way, let them know when we hit the, if I'm hitting these facts, if they're correct. We
need to
know. John, this is from PolitiFact. John Monroe, an attorney who specializes in gun rights, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that there's an exception for rifles and shotguns, which is aimed at letting children ages 16 and 17 hunt, that could apply. But Rittenhouse wasn't in Kenosha to hunt. Here's the truth. In the original write-up, that guy who they cite, Monroe, said that he believes the law would apply regardless. Monroe said this, except if you go to the article, Monroe's saying, oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Back. We have to do their job.
So is he down there to hunt, or is he not there to hunt?
It's not relevant here.
No, we would call that irrelevant.
Bill, and by the way, this is one of those things, let's just keep in mind, this is what they're focusing on, because the self-defense claim seems to, even New York Times said it's airtight.
Exactly.
Okay, so they want to focus on the misdemeanor.
Yep.
And if he were, if he happened to be illegally carrying a firearm, that is a misdemeanor, it's not relevant to the charges of murder in the first degree. And you guys argued that because you said that it wasn't relevant when Michael Brown committed a violent crime at a convenience store on his way to commit another violent crime against the officer. I would say that's more relevant than a guy bringing a firearm to defend himself.
Yes.
And some people say, well, why would he bring a firearm? He shot a man in the bicep who was aiming a gun at his head. He brought a firearm because they had firearms first. If we're going to apply this outrage if someone had a gun, how about the guy who was trying to kill him execution style? Yeah. That's the pertinent information here. Was he defending life and limb? And Half Asian Bill, you had a point here that we were talking about, the laws.
When we're looking, so every law has its own laws, right? So when the facts were coming out, every state has its own laws. When those laws were coming out and people were talking about them in the wake of the Rittenhouse shooting, there was a lot of questions, right? I even remember texting with friends and folks on the show. It was like, well, here are going to be some of the important facts. Where did he get the gun? Where did he bring it? Did he have a card? Did he not have a card? Was it in one state versus another? You know, because there's a lot of different facts. But when you look at the act, now everyone agrees. Here's where the gun was. Here's the statute that applies. And they just want to focus on the top part, but not the bottom part.
Right.
And it just, it's incredible. It's something that is, they can't walk it back now.
I haven't seen any legitimate lawyers, including on the left, say that it's outright illegal.
No.
He was carrying an illegal firearm. Even the guy, that's why I think when PolitiFact is citing a guy who says the opposite of what they say, they really want him to say what they said he said, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I love the media, sorry. I love their coverage of this right now. It's just so obvious, right? So you had Kyle Rittenhouse stuff, and everybody comes out. Jake Tapper says he's a murderer. They play all the videos. Have you seen anything from Portland saying that the guy that got that shot the Trump supporters a murderer? Have you seen anything about where did he get his gun from?
By the way, we've been doing the show now for 42 minutes, which soon we're going to have to tell YouTube to piss off. Let's go to CNN really quickly. Nothing this morning, and in our prep, nothing at any point today about a man who was shot point-blank execution style in Portland, someone saying, we got a Trumper, bang, bang, and then claimed he's 100% Antifa.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing at all. This
if Donald Trump came
know.
Out and said Proud Boys isn't a thing, it's just an idea.
Right.
And then the next day, let's say, and of course this has never happened, but a Proud Boy said, hey, we have a person of color. Bang, bang, go Proud Boys. You don't think the media would say, hey, they would be all over it.
Yeah.
This is an organization
all
that Donald Trump that didn't exist was a figment of your imagination. They went out and killed the guy. This guy claimed Antifa executed a man because he was a Trump supporter. It was celebrated in the streets like 9/11 across the hellhole that is the Middle East. And it's covered nowhere. Oh, here we go. Deadly shooting in Portland fuels division tensions. Let's see what they say.
That's the headline.
I want to see what they say.
They heard you.
And a right-wing counter demonstration. A man was shot and killed. The mayor says the president shares the blame.
Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit. We just went through this, people. Ted Wheeler blaming it on Donald Trump. A man was shot.
There he is.
A man. Why was he shot? Why was he shot? Did the shooter have anything to say about it? Usually it takes weeks to figure out a motive because they're not so much of a dumbass when they say, would you like to have an attorney present? I'm Antifa!
Yeah.
100%!
Right here.
This is my motive.
Specifically why.
They got nothing on me. Have you watched 48 Hours? You might want to ask for an attorney. No! I am Antifa! Singing it like the Ricola guy. Antifa!
Look, switch to CNN. It's already over.
Yeah,
they already stopped talking.
Wisconsin governor wants to cancel trip. Let's bring it back up.
Wow. The president yesterday saying, I am concerned your presence will only hinder our healing. I am concerned your presence will only
hinder
Wisconsin's
healed like the elephant man's head.
The state's lieutenant governor, more blunt.
I don't know how, given any of the previous statements that the president made, that he intends to come here to be helpful. And we absolutely don't need that right now.
So he's not doing enough. He's doing
can you guys interview some citizens in Kenosha? Right. How about some business owners?
Right.
Right? If how they feel about a guy, sorry, not Kenosha, in Portland right now. We're back to Kenosha. That's
yeah,
right.
We're back to Kenosha.
Now they're back to Portland. Let's see. They're back to Portland. Let's see what they have to say. The guy just took off his mask despite no one being there.
Saturday,
what changed? His mask was on and it's off. What changed, sir? My showmanship.
The death of George Floyd. During the daytime, you see protesters calling for racial justice, calling for an end to police brutality. In the evening hours, there has been violence. Relegated to this one area. The president tries to build the city as under siege, which is not true. There was violence in one area.
Sure, okay.
What happened on Saturday was something we haven't seen to the degree in the past, and that is not just protesters demonstrating against law enforcement, but hundreds of pro-Trump supporters coming into the city, clashing with counter-protesters.
See, that's when it got
bad. Yeah, that's when it got bad.
Of arrests,
and Chaz only became a problem when the businesses said we'd like to run our business.
Exactly.
That they responded to the sound of gunfire, found a person unconscious and deceased on the pavement. Now, the New York Times is reporting, John, that that individual had a hat on bearing a far-right insignia, a far-right group. Police tell us that
hold on a second. Why is how is Patriot Prayer far-right? Is Antifa, you said, isn't a group, but what did the shooter claim? Did he claim why he shot the guy? If we're talking about extremist groups?
I can't recall.
Something about 100% Antifa? Was it 99? Fact-check me, CNN.
Do we have any evidence? Do we have... Oh, we have video.
Yeah.
CNN, do a Google search.
CNN, run the video. You just ran the video of the mayor talking bullshit. Let's hear.
Procopez on the ground in Kenosha for us, and Shimon, a tense time anyway, and now the president of the United States about to visit over the objection of local Democrats.
Not local, state. Not local.
And as you said, John, the governor sending him a two-page letter, Governor Evers saying, don't come here right
here it
now.
Is.
Your presence could only bring more problems.
You know, they've used this quote nine times already in the last 30 minutes.
I don't remember CNN lying nine times. By the way, how pissed do you think the gay Latino reporter is that he didn't get stationed in Portland, instead Kenosha?
Like, dang it. I want to go to Portland.
Send him to Kenosha.
It's the land
Kenosha,
of my people.
Wisconsin.
My
right. I haven't been on the road in a while. I've been cooped up with COVID. Where am I going? Kenosha, son of a bitch!
My grinder map is a wasteland.
I love the background here, by the way, at these mostly peaceful protests, all the boarded up windows with graffiti on it. It's like, let's pick something that looks peaceful. Wait.
Right. His grinder compass just says, really?
Yeah.
Just spinning.
Nope, no luck.
Spinning.
Oh, my. And here's the thing. If you were to be informed by, and we have CNN on just because, you know, people have trusted them as legitimate news, and they still use the slogan, just the facts.
Claim it.
Or facts first. Sorry,
supposedly,
by the way.
You know.
As opposed to MSNBC, which I think is, I don't know if it's still Lean Forward, which is strikingly similar to Bend Over.
That's a little strange.
Yeah.
That's a Freudian slip right there.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to point that out. But every time I see it, it's like Lean Forward. I'm like, ooh. Usually that's either you've herniated a disc or you're being raped.
Right. Yeah. Screwing the American public for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yikes. This is going to be spread them.
This could be ABC, NBC, CBS, anywhere. And that's why my question today is, had you heard about these other hate crimes at Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Because I'll be honest, I knew three of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I think we went through six.
Yeah,
five or six.
I knew two, I think.
Really? I knew just three of them until I started doing a deep dive and going, oh my, I can't believe that none of this is being mentioned everywhere. And then I hit myself going, well, you should. Why can't you believe it? And I said, silly, Stephen.
Well, they didn't have a guy
are for kids.
With self-defense to claim, right? So they wanted to show something else.
Right.
You know?
This is such a disservice to the American public.
Unbelievable.
You have no leg to stand on when you get outraged if someone said that the media is the enemy of the American people right now. The biased media right now is making Americans less safe than ever before because they hate President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It is remarkable. And we weren't Trump guys in the primary, but I will say I don't think anyone else would have brought this to a head the way President Trump has.
Yep.
And there is value in that because before 2016, there was still a majority of Americans who thought that CNN was, my God, actual journalism.
Yeah. And it's not. And I think one of the biggest problems is that it's not that Trump has done so many things wrong to the media. He's been mean to them. He's been rude to them. He hasn't bowed to them like previous presidents have bowed to them and gone, oh, I have to respect that. He's got his own platform. He can go around you, media. He can call you.
Well, the thing
really
is, this happened with Barack Obama and Fox News. Yeah. That's the only network. So when Donald Trump does it, it's everyone not named Fox News. So they feel the sting a little bit more.
Well, and then he gets pissed at Fox News for not going far enough sometimes. And I'm like, okay, he's pissed off all of the media and he doesn't care. And that's what has really got them in a tizzy. They're like, what do we do? We have to say everything bad about this guy that we can because he's going around us right now.
If you are in Portland right now, And you don't know that a man was shot in the head because, and they said their reason, it's like, what's the motive? Well, you hear in the tape, we got a Trumper here. Bang, bang. You are less safe as an American if you watch CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNBC. You are less safe if you don't know that people are going out and lighting fires and burning down police precincts and courthouses and doing so in the name of Antifa. How do we know? Because they say we're doing so in the name of Antifa. You are less safe. We went from the more you know to pretty much whatever Stelter says checks out.
Reliable sources.
It's reliable. People, buy my book. It's super reliable. My wife loves the super reliable book I write.
Oh, honey, you're so reliable.
Oh, honey, It's like, my wife says I'm super reliable, like she's describing a Volvo. That's how you know it's real passion.
Hey, look at this. Look at this photo on CNN.
What? What's happening?
This is such an accurate photo of Biden. So-called peaceful protests. Biden's like asleep while Trump is talking.
Mugging people, hurting people, robbing stores.
I've made it clear from the beginning that there is no justification whatsoever for violence, looting.
You said nothing for 3 days with Kenosha alone.
No one will be safe in Biden's America.
Donald Trump saying,
watch this.
Safe in Joe Biden's America. All the video being played is being played in Donald Trump's America.
It's being played in Democrat cities by people who have said they... I mean, could it be any more clear? Were they just... This is Donald Trump's America. They just showed the mayor, Ted Wheeler of Portland, not Flex Wheeler, saying, we don't want him here because we think that he is diametrically opposed to our policy here in Portland, which I believe you can see the spoils.
Well, and they're killing people. They're killing people who support Trump.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's not Trump's fault that people are killing people that are
Well,
supporting.
They want you to think it's actually the supporters of Trump are the police who are killing all people because of melanin.
Well, and by the way, the media in just in that report, they said basically everything was fine. There were no real riots, there were no, injuries happening, there was no building being burned down until Trump supporters in their mean-looking pickups with American flags came through town. They drove through town and immediately.
They came in tactical gear.
Yeah.
Really? I wonder why they might think that a bulletproof vest could come in handy.
Exactly. And by the way, just because they roll through town doesn't mean everybody can automatically just start shooting at them.
It wouldn't be inappropriate for them to roll through town with a mace cannon in a Panzer. All right, here, we're going to go behind the paywall here for a little more. For people who are watching on YouTube, we love you. We appreciate you. There's another half hour. At least today we went a little bit long because we wanted to get and we are doing chat.
Yes.
Louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. We really appreciate it. That's where we make our bones. YouTube, piss off.